Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardening welcome to each of you. In fact, I just want to send you a great big hug. Thank you for tuning in. And I've got a huge treat for you this hour. My guest is the impressive Joel Salatin. And boy, oh boy, wait to hear about him. Before I ask Joel to join me, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter catalog. It has what you want to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination, tools, winter plant protection, and more. And to receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter catalog, go to www.arbico, that's ARBICO-organics.com. To place your order, or you can call us at 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 1-800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And always, it's a good place to be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there. And you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my guest, Joel Salatin. Joel Salatin is a full-time third-generation farmer in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. A third-generation alternative farmer, he returned to the farm full-time in 1982 and continued refining and adding to his parents' ideas. The farm services more than 5,000 families, 10 retail outlets, and 50 restaurants through on-farm sales and metropolitan buying clubs with salad bar beef, pasteurized poultry, Eggmobile eggs, Pig-O-Rator pork, forage-based rabbits, pastured turkey, and forestry products using relationship marketing. The family's farm is called Polyface, which means the farm of many faces, and has been featured in Smithsonian Magazine, National Geographic, Gourmet, and countless other radio, television, and print media. Joel Salatin is a sought-after conference speaker. He addresses a wide range of issues from creating the farm your children will want to making a white-collar salary from a pleasant life in the country. A wordsmith, he describes his occupation as mob-stocking, herbivorous, solar conversion, lignified, carbon sequestration, fertilization. I love that. I can barely not pronounce it, but I just love it. His humorous and conviction-based speeches are akin to theatrical performances, often receiving standing ovations. And I'm already giving him a standing ovation. He's authored 9 books, of which I love the titles of all of them. My favorite one is Everything I Want to Do is Illegal. His speaking and writing reflect dirt under the fingernails experience, punctuated with mischievous humor. He passionately defends small farms, local food systems, and the right to opt out of the conventional food paradigm. And now I would like to invite Joel Salatin to join me. Hello, Joel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sherry. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh my goodness. I can't even tell you how excited and thrilled I am to have you. You are stellar. You're amazing. I mean, your whole family, I can't even believe all the stuff you do, and to take time on Sunday. Thank you so much for joining me. Unbelievable what you guys have done.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Anyway, I had no idea of, you know, you are absolutely my hero of what when I think about sustainable farming, organic farming, regenerative farming. You know that you guys are the pioneers. You're setting the model for everybody to follow. And when we started this business many years ago, I mean, there was nothing like what you're doing. I mean, we had gone so far away from sustainable farming that I remember I couldn't even use the word organic in a speech because it was blasphemous.
Well, sure. I mean, and our family has been in it a long, long time. Dad and Mom started here in 1961, and we always said Dad was organic before Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring. So we go back there. I'm with you. You know, I remember saying, well, this is organic, and people were, what's that word? You know, never even heard the word before. So we've gone all the way from that to where the government now owns the word to where now we don't use it again because the government owns it. There you go.
Oh, yeah, don't get me going on that one. That one's, oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, they took our organic word away, although I've come up with a few, like Pureganic and Trueganic, and mm-hmm. They're not good. Yeah, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, anybody that can't be a little more clever than bureaucrats doesn't deserve to be successful.
There you go. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, I tell you, you guys are doing something that is just, I mean, from start to finish, there is this whole aura of spirit to what you're doing. I mean, it is absolutely work that is pure love, and I'm just so pleased to know what you're doing, and I hope that more people will follow your model. Because you guys are doing the right thing. And I got to tell you, I did not know what a pigerator was, so we're going to talk about that.
Good, okay. Well, we'll dive into it.
So just give us a little bit of an overview about Polyface Farm, and then, you know, we've got about 3 minutes before the first break, and so if we can sort of lay the foundation for, you know, I know that your family started off with absolutely, like, this land that had no fertility, and just tell us the story.
Sure. Well, my parents came in 1961. I was just 4 then. The farm was kind of the armpit of the community, you know, with rock outcroppings and shale and no soil, and we started down this pastured livestock road where we dad early on, you know, found out about this pastured livestock where you move the animals around all the time. And that started the healing process, and then when Teresa and I got married and came back to the farm full-time in September 24, 1982, we kind of took that base of philosophy and built a direct market business on it. And today, you know, our son, Daniel, pretty much runs day-to-day operations. Mom is still a very active 91-year-old, so we have 4 generations. We have 3 grandchildren here on the farm with us. They have their own. They have their sheep and their duck eggs, and so they have their own enterprises as well. And we've actually built soil. You know, it's been pretty exciting, and the fertility has come back. I can remember when we couldn't even, you know, feed like 15 cows. Today we have 100 and plenty. So, you know, it's increased tenfold over these 50 years, and it's been an exciting redemption process.
Well, I should say, and I love this the whole idea of you call it like layer farming, or where one benefits the next, it benefits the next, and so there's something that's sort of entrenched behind something else in terms of how the animals are being reared, so that you have your own biological fly control, for example,
rather than having, you know, monospeciation, it's multi-speciation. The permaculture calls this stacking, where we actually stack additional enterprises, and they're symbiotically arranged so that, for example, chickens follow the cows, the chickens scratch out the fly larvae out of the cow patties. You know, animals do a lot of the work, and so we're essentially choreographers that simply manage this pastoral dance to make sure that the right animal is in the right place at the right time to do the right amount of work and synergism with another species, and the animals, you know, just do their thing. So it fully honors and respects the physiological distinctiveness of the animal. So we agree in the in appreciating the pigness of the pigs, the chickenness of the chickens, along with the tomatoness of the tomato, and actually, you know, appreciating the sacredness and the place that that being, that life has. It's when you have happy pigs, they make happy people.
There you go. And that's what it's about, happy people and all happy lives. We're going to take a quick break. When we come right back, we're going to be talking again with Joel Salatin. He's a farmer and co-owner of Polyface Farms. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Mom, I can't do it, man. Math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-728-0845. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-728-0845. That's 1-800-728-0845. Call 1-800-728-0845.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-DeFry, and with me is a farming pioneer, author, and expert on integrity living, regenerative farming, and farm entrepreneurship, Joel Salatin. And Joel, you're pretty good looking. I saw your picture on your website. So on top of all that.
You're very kind.
On top of all that, ladies and gentlemen.
Must have been my good side.
I love your hat, by the way. I remember a long time ago an old John Wayne movie, and someone was complimenting him, and he said, you know, a hat does a man's face proud. And I just love it. So anyway, I was thinking, I had this vision when we were talking before the break about this, what you call this layering or stacking process. Yep. And I had this vision of like lasagna, and I thought we should call it lasagna gardening. Layer upon layer.
Right.
I just, I love the way you were so elegant again before the break, and you were talking about how you're the choreographers that manage the animals, and you have in no way any disrespect towards them or the land. Everybody is working in harmony with one another, and even the earthworms. And I love that, you know, how you even, what goes on above the soil, at the soil level, below the soil, it's all working in concert. And I think that's really the key that we're, and the place we're moving towards for the future.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize we're so currently, as a culture, as just an average American in our very techno-sophisticated culture, we're extremely removed from visceral participation with these foundational concepts of life, of you know, how plants grow. The average soccer mom, you know, what vegetables are in season right now, you know, and she, you know, we're out of touch. And the same thing is true with the soil, in that we now know with, you know, electron microscopes that there are actually more beings in a double handful of healthy soil than there are people on the planet. You know, that's astounding. And so when we talk about a community of beings, the soil is not just, you know, an inert substance that gets on your pants and has to be washed out with Clorox. It's a living thing. And of course, internally now, Massachusetts Institute of Technology has isolated the fact that you and I are only 15% human. We're 85% non-human with all these, you know, internal beings and things. And we have 3 trillion bacteria inside of us, you know, in our gut, in our digestive system. And so to me, it's just a really a cool thought to just brainstorm that all of these bacteria in the soil are cousins of the bacteria inside of us. And when we eat something, you know, are we eating something that is related, that is cousins, or is it some unpronounceable laboratory-made concoction of food-like substance that is not related in this, you know, bacterial world? And so these, you know, these beings, we're responsible for them, and there's all this life going on around us, and we're the steward of this community, you know, that we're the steward of it. And it's a real privilege and an honor to be able to be the participant, if you will, in this great game of fundamental life. It's quite amazing.
Well, absolutely. And we're just our own farm. as you were stating, and I do agree with you, this disconnectedness. We think of the soil as dirt, as you said, something that's sort of disdainful in a way, instead of, oh my God, my goodness, this is the soul of everything. There's so much life going on in here, and that these same little organisms that live in the soil, that whose part of their job is to break down organic matter, are the same ones, as you say, the cousins that live in our guts, that are doing the same thing in our gut. And of course, we know that most of our brain is in our gut. And so when you think about just from the standpoint of happy human beings and happy, all of life being happy, that the whole basis of everything are those microorganisms and those little cousins that live in every one of us.
Yeah, and so if you know, when you look at life, you know, you can either look at it as being a masseuse, or you can look at it as a conquistador. And I think that the story of civilization, if you will, is a story of these two. One of them is the story of these two different views to nature, to life, to this great, you know, ecological womb and the umbilical that ties us to it. Are we trying to sever it? Are we trying to be, you know, conquistadors over it? Or are we actually coming alongside as team players, as encouragers, as nurturers, you know, do we come alongside there? Now, I realize that, you know, that being a nurturer doesn't carry the hubris and the chest pounding and the, oh, you know, all of that, but you know, it's not very masculine to say, you know, I nurtured something. But that's, in fact, exactly what the highest, you know, the highest call is to be a nurturer rather than a conquistador. And that's the conquistador is our background. I mean, you know, in too many cases, that is our background. And so, so how we interact then, how we interact with these. And then, of course, that means how we eat. You know, we're actually the decisions we make on our food and how we eat actually, either feeds one side or it feeds another side. And there's a seamless connection there. The world that we have right now is a physical manifestation of the accumulated decisions. You know, do we eat the, you know, DiGiorno's unpronounceable frozen TV dinner with MSG in it, or do we actually get a potato and you know, from the farmer's market and actually, you know, fix it in our own kitchen? You know, those decisions over time create the landscape that we have and the legacy that we leave for our grandchildren. And while, you know, an individual decision may not seem like much, what, you know, the fact is what we have is the accumulation of all those decisions added up over time.
Absolutely. And I feel like I just am so excited. I'm holding on to every word that you're saying, because it's exactly what I agree with, and it's how I've lived my life. And you know, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. It's not about judgment about anybody else or anything. It's just about you know, a feeling, a connectedness that you have. I've often used the words cooperating versus conquering, and uh-huh. This whole idea of, you know, and so much of our legacy has been lost, you know, from topsoil to water to the air that we breathe, just to the basic elements, and even the spiritual side of things, where we have taken things to the point of just like, okay, what are we going to see on TV next? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Joel, we're going to be talking about the farm. So for those of you who are listening, stay tuned, get out your paper and pencil so you can take some notes. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-728-0845. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-728-0845. That's 1-800-728-0845. Call 1-800-728-0845.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me this hour is my hero, Joel Salatin, farmer, author, and defender of small farms, local food systems, and the right to opt out of the conventional food paradigm. Welcome back, Joel.
Thank you, Sherry.
You bet. So let's talk about the farm so that our listeners have an understanding of how you do this. You have 500 acres, and it's quite an operation. You've got an amazing staff of people, and of course the family is there. And so tell us how the whole thing kind of comes together. And in particular, I know you want to focus on the stacking approach, so we can understand that.
Sure. Well, the crux of it is pretty simple. When you look at nature, if you look at nature as a template, there are pretty some simple principles. I mean, one is animals move. Another is that there is no animalist ecology. All ecologies, every environment in the world has animals. And one of the reasons for animals is because they can move fertility around. Fertility naturally gravitates from high ground to low ground, you know, gravity. And so nature has has animals to, is the only way to defy that gravity, eat in the fertile lowlands, and then, you know, poop and pee and stuff up in the upper lands and keep that fertility cycle going. Otherwise, the highlands would continually be coming, you know, denuded, and the fertile valleys would be becoming more and more fertile. And so, and what makes the animals want to lounge and defecate up on high ground is predation. So, you know, what you start seeing are patterns. That's what I'm getting at. You start seeing patterns in nature. And so it's a look at these patterns that we're trying to duplicate on our farm. Now, we don't have big, you know, herds of migratory buffalo anymore. We don't have the wolves. We don't have, you know, some of the things. And we don't have even have fire anymore because, you know, if the fire starts, the fire department comes and puts it out. but what we do have is some really cool high-tech infrastructure to allow us to duplicate what nature does. So first of all, we want our farm to have animals as well as plants. And the animals move. So now we have to have portable control, that's electric fence, portable shelter, that's like, you know, Tinker Toy shade cloth portable structures that we can make now with, you know, with shade cloth, and portable water. So we put water in a pipe, we bury it, and we can send, you know, water all over the farm in different places. So you got water, control, and shelter. And now we can duplicate this migratory pattern. In fact, this multi-speciated migratory pattern, we can duplicate it even on a very small piece of property that has boundary lines on it. That's unprecedented. It's never been able to be done in the past. And so we move the cows every day to a new paddock, and they prune the vegetation. As the vegetation reaches senescence and goes through its biological growth curve, just like you'd prune a vineyard or prune an orchard to restart, you know, really good verdant growth and prune off all the junk and the bad stuff, the cows, the herbivores, prune the biomass to restart the very rapid solar conversion into, you know, biomass cycle. And that's what stimulates the organic matter, stimulates the vegetation that can decompose and add root mass and root structure to the soil, because every time the plant is grazed, it actually prunes off and fluffs off root hairs, which adds the organic matter to feed the earthworms and feed the mycorrhizae and the, you know, all the soil biology. So the perennial plant is the crux of this. Of course, it's solar driven. The pruner is the herbivore. And the herbivore needs a support staff to keep it healthy. And so the chickens and the turkeys, the poultry, the birds follow herbivores in nature. The egret on the rhino's nose, that's a very symbiotic, synergistic relationship. And so we follow the herbivores, in this case cows, with the poultry, with eggmobiles and millennium feather nets and gobbledygooks and all sorts of structures that we've named to identify this whole stacking synergistic choreography across the pasture. And then we're constantly looking for where can animals actually do the work. And so like in the winter when we're feeding hay, we feed hay in very simple sheds. We use wood chips, carbon, to absorb the manure and urine that the cows are dropping. We add corn to it. The cows tromp out the oxygen. That whole bedding pack, that carbonaceous diaper, we call it, is anaerobic, so it's fermenting in there. And when the cows come back out to graze in the grass, we put in pigs. The pigs, then, we call them pigerators. They seek that impregnated fermented corn in the bedding pack, aerate the whole thing. They root it up and flip it and turn it and like a big egg beater, and go through and turn that whole bedding pack into an aerobic compost pile, which then goes back on the field to feed the earthworms and the mycorrhizae so that they in turn can make the plant more aggressive at capturing solar energy to make better photosynthetic cycling and biomass, and the whole cycle starts over again. So that's the quick little cycle of how the things work in symbiosis. It's quite profound, but it's all based on nature as template, nature as pattern, a as opposed to us scrapping nature's pattern and saying, oh, I think we can do better than this.
I'm speechless. It's so perfect. it's hard work, of course. Yet I love that you are so respectful of the animals and you're allowing them to do the work, which would, it's not really quote unquote work. I mean, they're doing what they normally would do. And
the pigs doing out there in that compost is hog heaven. I mean, they much preferred turning that than being on a slatted floor over a flurry pit in a confinement 5,000 hog confinement facility. This actually honors the bigness of the pig, and we believe that a food and farming system that at its foundation honors the pigness of the pig, as if there is something, you know, reverent and sacred about the being itself. That is a system that honors the Thomas of Tom and the Maryness of Mary and whatever. It's how we respect and honor the least of these that creates an ethical framework over how we honor and respect the greatest of these. And I would say that a culture that views its life in a fundamentally mechanical format, that it's actually mechanical and not biological, is a culture that the only question to the pig is how can we grow it faster, fatter, bigger, cheaper, and, you know, and if we need to cut its tail off, we do that. If we need to de-beak the chicken, we do that. A culture that views with that level of manipulative disrespect its life will view its citizens and other cultures the same way. And that's profound.
Most definitely is. I've been talking about this, not the way you've been speaking about it. I wish I had your command of the language. At some point, being in the type of business that we're in particular with the insects that we rear, Joel, one in particular being our biological fly control, our little fly parasites, you know, I remember us going to visit in Norco, California, the largest, the largest poultry egg-laying facility in the United States. Over a million birds in captivity, and my little three-year-old looking at them, and because we were in California. So if you're in California and you're that close to Disneyland, what do? You go to Disneyland. But anyway, he said, Mommy, set them free. Anyway, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're coming right back to talk some more with Joel Salatin. And for those of you who are here, grab a snack, but come on back. We're coming back too.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We've been patiently waiting while you tried to ignore us, waiting while you acted like we didn't exist, waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-728-0845. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-728-0845. That's 1-800-728-0845. Call 1-800-728-0845.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is the amazing Joel Salatin, co-owner of Polyface Farm. By the way, if you are listening and want to tune in, I would really appreciate if you go to their website. It's Polyface Farms, Poly, P-O-L-Y, Face Farms with an S.com. Wonderful website, lots of information, and you get to see the handsome Joel Salatin. So, welcome back, Joel. So, I got so excited listening to you, I wasn't paying attention to the time. What I was saying is that there we were at this 2 million birdhouse, and who were using our biological flight control. And I had this thought about, you know, how disconnected we are. And I made I came back to the office and I made a statement at some point. I remember saying, you know, the chickens are our brothers and sisters too. And that wasn't well taken. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just didn't quite know how to voice it because I had that awareness. And my son is going to be 27 years old, so it's a long time ago, you know, that I had that awareness, and yet no one was really talking about it, and so I didn't verbalize it very well, but you just did, and I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, well, you know, it's easy to kind of tip over into a kind of my dog is my aunt, is my cat, is my child. I don't want to give people the false impression that we're. I want to go into a cult here, to where we, you know, we go into, mandatory veganism because of all that. But the fact is that everything is eating and being eaten. I mean, this cycle of life, death, decomposition, regeneration, life, death, decomposition, regeneration. I mean, that is the most foundational ecological cycle that there is. And if you don't believe it, you know, go lie naked in your flower bed for 3 days and see what gets eaten. You know, something will get eaten. And so the way the system works is everything is eating and being eaten. In other words, without death, there can't be life. Without sacrifice, there can't be regeneration. And that, you know, that has spiritual, practical, physical, you know, ecological implications. That's why when you give yourself to one another and you sacrifice your desires for the good of somebody else to help them serve them, whatever, whether it's, you know, as a child to help wash the dishes or, you know, as an adult to change the diapers of your child. You know, that is when we most fully live, is when we're sacrificing for one another. And, but here's the thing. If you honor that life in life, then that creates a sacredness to the sacrifice that's made so that something else can live. When I bite into that carrot, it's the vibrancy of that carrot in life, the honor that I bestowed on giving that carrot an environment and a habitat that allowed it to fully express its carrotness, that leads sacredness to the sacrifice the carrot gives that I may live. And if we view that carrot as just a mechanical thing and shortcut it with chemical fertilizer, shortcut it with pesticides, so that we're not actually trying to elevate the life of that carrot, its happiness or its habitat, if you will, as a carrot thing, then what happens is we cheapen that sacrifice and we cheapen all of life because we haven't elevated that sacrifice to a place of sacredness.
So well put. You are just so elegant. I'm stunned. It's so wonderful to hear you speak. So moving on, though, I know there's a lot of controversy about pastured livestock and feeding the world, and lots of questions about, you know, how do you keep them healthy without drugs? And I think those are some things you would like to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's
for another 3 hours.
let's bite off the feeding the world one. As warm and fuzzy as all this sounds, you know, ultimately we do need to feed the world. And the beauty is that this is not only the best way, it's the most regenerative way to feed the world. A lot of people don't realize that 400 years ago, there was far more animal weight and actual food produced in the United States than there is today. Maybe not total food, but certainly animal nutrition. Even with all of our confinement structures, the factory farms and hybrid seeds and corn and soybeans and everything else, there was actually more animal weight. I mean, Audubon sat under a tree and the sun was blocked out for 3 days as a flock of passenger pigeons went over. I haven't had the sun blocked out for 3 days with a flock of birds, you know, ever in my lifetime. You know, we have herds of buffalo described as 50 miles long, 25 miles wide, so thick that you couldn't see the ground under their bodies. The sheer volume, I mean, there were 10 million wolves. There were more people living in Kansas and Nebraska 500 years ago than live there today. These are staggering things that we now with new data and archaeology and anthropology and stuff that we now understand. And so when we actually tap in to these great symbiotic relationships in nature, we actually get a tremendous net increase in solar energy converted into, you know, edible biomass. And on our farm, for example, the county average in production on pasture in our county is 80 cow days per acre. In other words, 1 acre will support one cow for 80 days a year, or 80 cows for one day a year. And on our farm, we haven't planted a seed and haven't used a bag of chemical fertilizer in over 50 years, and our average is more than 400 cow days per acre. That's five times the county average. So just imagine if the neighbor did it, and his neighbor did it, and the whole county did it, and the whole state did it, and then the whole country did it. The productive capacity is just mind-boggling. And that, in fact, is the way to feed the world, not with chemicals. The most rudimentary, multi-speciated backyard garden is far more productive per square yard than the most sophisticated genetically modified organism, monospeciated commercial farm production in the San Joaquin Valley of California. That is a fact. And so if we integrate, multi-speciate, and decentralize our food system, it's actually far more productive than one that is segregated, monospeciated, and not proximate to where we live.
Not only that, when you think about families that get broken up, you know, nuclear family versus extended family, that I think is, you know, we've seen so many people go to the city and they don't have any connection then with nature. And, you know, they leave their families. They left the farm. They left all of that, what it was to just sort of live with the land and appreciate the land. And there's that community that gets built when we are farming. It's particularly the way that you're suggesting.
Yeah, well, you know, Richard Louv coined the term nature deficit disorder, and that's absolutely powerful. And there are now, you know, plenty of societal thinkers that question whether or not a society this divorce, if you will, from fundamental life issues, you know, whether it can actually generate the common sense necessary to govern itself. Because you know, when you partake, you know, you've got a child here and they're in a garden and maybe they're growing a tomato, okay, and you participate in the actual production, you tap into the mystery and the awesomeness of it. You self-actualize yourself as a great participant in a design and a scheme that's way bigger than ourselves. You know, compare that to the self-actualization that comes with being the top points getter on Angry Birds. You know, there's a huge difference in kind of self-empowerment and knowing who I am, huge difference between being able to grow a tomato plant and being the top points getter on a video game.
Wow. And that's really it right there. It's the awareness and the mystery. And our show, unfortunately, has come to an end, Joel. I'm going to ask you to come back. You are just amazing. And I want to thank you so much for all of your hard work and everything that you do to make the world a better place in which to live.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And I salute all of your efforts, too. And we're on the same team here.
We sure are. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. See you next week.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-728-0845. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life.
This Super Beta Prostate Free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-728-0845. That's 1-800-728-0845. Call 1-800-728-0845.